We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous, Phil. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Like campfire outside, and I thought that like our hobo cowboy friends had posted up a campfire, but
I still think that makes more sense.
Because then you said, well, maybe that's like the fires from the West Coast have made it out here. But wouldn't I smell that at my house then?
I mean, maybe.
Oh.
I don't know. Because that's why the sky is the color it is at night in the morning.
Because of the fires?
Oh. Yeah, that's smoke. That's not like, oh, it's real nice and warm out. No, that's discoloration from...
Are those out? Are those fires out? Or are they still going?
Oh, they're still going. I heard they're
sad.
I heard they're better. Like, they're, you know what I mean? Not as many things are in danger of burning away forever, but they're still going.
Happy Wednesday. What's going on with our mics? Hold on a second here.
What?
I don't know. Our mics sound wonky. I don't know why. Did I... Is something picking up? Hold on. Hold on. Mics are echoey. All right, I'll figure that out in the commercials. I don't know what's going on.
I don't really hear anything.
On Twitch?
Oh. Hear it?
Yeah, like it's not these mics.
Yeah. It was like something else picking it
Hold
up.
Hold on a second.
We'll figure it out, you frick asses. Don't worry.
Whoa!
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm all riled up. How about now? How about now? No? How about now? No? What
Weird. Now? It's like picking up a room. Sounds like a jam cam mic. All right. Well, Twitch, we'll figure that out in the commercials. I don't know what that could be. Very strange.
Hmm.
Well, Radio World, we're not forgetting about you. Ahoy, hi. Ahoy, hi.
Yo, what it is, bitch?
Hey.
Rez says rub your beard. It'll make it better. Ooh, exactly.
Like that?
Ooh, rub it
on like
together.
Rub it on like...
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Now it's fixed.
There you go.
I don't know if my beard's good luck.
Man, I can't...
Got a little frickle tickle in there?
Yo, yeah.
This is a real radio show.
He's like Metallica over there.
315-364-109 K-Rock text line brought to you by Adirondack Food and Fuel. How are you guys on a Wednesday morning?
Good. Very good.
Just so dark every morning. Like, we used to see sun in the morning, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we don't anymore.
Used to see the sunrise coming over the baseball stadium.
Now it's just this.
Or whatever they do over there.
And it's going to be this for a long time.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Let's see here.
Right? Yeah, right?
It's 9 months to June.
9 months, guys!
We're getting to June real quick.
So come hang. We are live. It's a pitch black, dark-ass Wednesday. Bomber. I just got this email, Cody.
Uh-oh. You got emails?
Cody and Josh. First of all, how dare you put Cody's name before me? How dare you?
Got a good ring to it.
Cody and Josh, every day it seems on the show you mention paranormal. I would like to extend an invitation to the two of you to join me at a paranormal investigation of blank. I'm not going to say where, but it's an old building. Let me know if you'd be interested and we can figure out a date. Would you do that?
I'm in.
Am I in?
That's what I was going to say. You know I'll do that stuff. I don't mind. I like that type of stuff.
All right. Am I in? Now, first we've got to get over the hurdle of me having to leave the house,
That's what I was going to say. It's you've got to get over the crippling anxiety of having to leave your house. That's all. Then once you do, you know, well then
Paige says I'm in Twitch. All right.
You always have fun when we do stuff.
Do I?
That's not like, you know, super, super work related.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
My house has my couch.
Yeah.
And my whiskey and my video games and my TV shows.
This
place have?
It'll definitely have, we could definitely have booze.
I don't want to have booze.
You definitely have booze.
Thing I want to do is get hammered on trying to find ghosts.
No, you got to get a little buzz, and then that's how you get the liquid courage to go into the scary, spooky house. And then your shows are spooky ghost shows. You could live one of your scary, spooky ghost shows.
Here, I don't say the name of this place, but I want you to see what it is. Can you see what that is? Just look at her name. Can you see it?
Oh, okay. It took me a minute, but I got it.
Would that be cool?
Yeah, I bet. I know exactly where that is. I could see that being...
creepy and haunted?
Kind of haunted.
Is it old?
Yeah. I guess you could say.
All right.
I guess you could say it's old. That area's a little creepy.
But then what do? We just sit there and like... I've been on ghost hunts before, guys.
That's the thing, is
they're always weird.
Is that... I feel that that person would have to set up more than one. Because if, you know, we go there for a little bit and if it doesn't work, you know, shoot on over to, you know, there's other things around. What's off the top of my head? The Sylvan Beach, that amusement park.
That'd be cool.
But, I don't know what else. Like, what's around here? Well, like the landmark or something like that.
Text line. Oh, my God, Josh, live a little. Guys, I wish I could. I really do wish I could. On my deathbed, I'm going to look back and go, man, I wish I did more stuff. But right now, I'm not thinking that.
We always have fun. We're out on adventures. We can get snacks.
What? Hold on a second.
I think you'd like it.
Love Child says, definitely need to go to 1911 and check for ghosts and other paranormal activity while they're drinking their booze. That sounds like a new place.
Good idea.
I don't know why old places need to be, like, I don't know why I need to go to old places to find ghosts.
Because new places are new. No one's
haunting a new place.
Oh, and I think it's still a little morbid or a little too soon to, like, I can't think of a spot. You go over to, you just knock on someone's door, or just go to that guy's house in North Syracuse, right down my road. Just knock on that guy's house.
Or the murder happened.
And go, hey.
Can I investigate this?
Can I investigate?
Hey, excuse me.
Right here where you shot that guy?
Excuse me.
That guy died?
Excuse me.
You know what I mean? I don't know if that's, you know? It's too soon for things.
Yeah. I think some time has to pass.
Yeah.
For the hauntedness to happen.
But there's a lot of things around. I bet that lighthouse is haunted in a couple different spots. There's lighthouses around. They could be haunted. Where else? I bet there's a lot of areas along the lake and such that we don't know about.
But then, like, if we do a ghost hunt, is the person who brings us on the ghost hunt going to be, like, trying to make things ghosty because they don't want us wasting our time? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
I don't think you can't. If you can elaborately set up.
Like, hey, guys, you hear that? Guys?
Like, I don't know what's going to go down.
And I go, no.
No, I don't.
Yeah, me either.
Okay.
But, you know, if they have equipment and stuff, it'd be fun.
You're all calling me names in the text line. It's not the ghost I'm concerned about. It's leaving my house.
Yeah, it's just.
It's not like I have a, like, that. It's not like, okay, I don't want to take away from people who actually have real social anxieties. I don't have social anxieties. I can be social if I have to. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, there's people that really suffer from real. Like, they can't leave their house anxieties. I'm not one of those people. I'll go out and do stuff. I just don't want to.
You have a comfort zone that...
Yeah, I like being... on my couch and watching TV.
I mean, much like I get flack for being stubborn and just be like, nah, that's just how I am now. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you have that in ways too.
Yeah, I just like to be home.
You like being home, and once you're there, the thought of having to, all right, I gotta get back up, put pants back on.
Yeah, right.
Drive back. And
like today I woke up already looking forward to a nap at some point.
Right? Those days, yeah, those
I'm
mornings
like,
are a little
God,
rough.
God,
like,
I gotta have a nap.
I get home, I leave at noon. I get back at 1.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sleep. But it's,
what?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Pink took me ghost hunting once. That was scary.
No, it's just a matter of once you get to your house and having to leave.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I remember. It's, you're farther away from stuff, too.
That's true. I'll take that excuse.
To cut you some slack. It's not like to where you're going or where that was. That's, 10 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
That's... Oh, half an hour.
Yeah.
From
me,
your
that's
house.
About 45 minutes, probably.
So,
house.
So you would have a solid 45 to an hour's drive there and back.
But I, dude, but ever since these colder temperatures set in, I'm in full ghost mode.
So, there you go.
I'm really in ghost mode. And I want to get the most of the, out of this ghosty season. I got a month and a half.
That's what I'm saying. There's your turnaround, your pros and cons.
Ben Riley, I'll never broadcast the show from home. I don't want to do this show from home. I like Cody and I both like to go to a place to do this.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this in my house.
I mean, it'd be fun for like a thing.
For like a once.
Because that, the either idea we had is funny and probably should be done.
What?
At some point.
We smoke cigars on my deck?
Either the out on the porch thing idea or the guys on the deck, dudes on the deck or whatever.
Dudes on the deck.
Yeah, both of those are good ideas to do at some point. Yeah. You sell maybe like a barbecue truck, parks in your driveway.
JoJo, he's in ghost mode as long as he can be in ghost mode from home. Yeah. I'll do it. I'll do a ghost thing. I'll do some ghost hunts this year. I'll do them. I'm going to do them.
I bet there's some, I don't know about ghosts, but maybe some skeletons in the closet up in like the Woosaw.
Oh!
If you wanna.
And then do I got to like...
Up there. Yes, whatever you're saying, yes.
I got to wear a mask if I'm going on ghost hunts?
I mean, if you want to, if it's just a couple of
to.
Us, then no.
Yeah, if it's just like you and me and somebody else.
No, you don't have to.
They don't got the vid. I don't want to wear a mask.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're live on a Wednesday. Whiskey Wednesday tonight, 7 o'clock. That's also when the days I get stressed out because I'm like, I'm going to be tired on Whiskey Wednesday. And then
Well, there's just no Wednesdays.
No
deal. It doesn't have to be. On a weekend.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
I've got to leave my house on a weekend.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I know.
I'm already home.
Yeah, but now it's you're home and you have all day to nap and eat and then head out.
Is there a calzone waiting for me at
there
the
can
ghost
be.
Place?
That's what I'm saying.
Some
we can get anything you want. All
right. That's
what I said. I'm not going to ghost hunt without a buzz. You walk around at 1, 2 o'clock
See,
in the morning.
I can't do that because I want to be able to. I want to have all of my senses. I want to know what I'm finding.
No, I want them to be messed up. That way, I think it goes. Oh, what's that?
That would be. You're probably right. That would be more fun to be hammered doing it because then you're like, wait a minute, what was that?
What are you hearing? And the guy's just like, guys, you haven't left the parking lot.
What was that? What was that? Oh, did you hear that apparition? It's right in front of me.
Oh, it's an apparition. Look at the lights. Guys, lights. The car. That's your car. It's your car. You haven't even turned your car off.
You've been tailgating here for half an hour. Wait, what was that?
Did you hear that? It sounds like drums. It is. Again, your car's on. There's music playing. You've been tailgating for 4 hours.
We haven't even gone in the ghosty place yet.
You went from the show straight to here.
Uh-huh.
She don't know.
She don't know. We're just going to stay out here.
We took off our underwear.
That's ghosting, baby. That's ghosting, baby. That's ghosting, baby. Did you hear? This was going around yesterday, and I actually really like it. We all know the song Semi-Charmed Life. You know that song, right?
Yeah. How's that?
You know the song.
I was just going to ask, are there any words or?
So this is the, if Blink-182 wrote Semi-Charmed Life.
Oh my
and
God.
And I like it more.
Oh no, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah. Eileen with Coco. Yeah, see, I like it, but if it's not your thing, it's not your thing.
No, I thought it was. I thought it was going to be Blink 182, so I like it a little more.
It was just a band. If Blink 182 wrote that,
yeah, it's not bad. I just I don't like bands that do that like that. I bet that guy doesn't talk like this, but he sings like that.
Yeah, right.
You walk around and talk like this. I bet you don't. I don't, I'm not a fan of that.
Did you see that video that went around this past summer about, like, day one of listening to Blink 182? Here, listen.
One day after listening to Blink 182.
1 week after listening to Blink 182. 1 month after listening to Blink 182. Where are you? And I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Those are my favorite videos.
It really is.
Ugh.
That's pretty funny.
Textline says, "Hey, did you guys see the video of the UFO in New Jersey? I did, and it's the Goodyear blimp. It was not a UFO.
When I
got debunked pretty quick.
When I saw that, I was like, that's no way that's going to be an alien ship. It's got a blinking light on top of it. I went, I bet an alien doesn't have a blinking
like, hi, hey, we're right here.
Yeah.
What was the most hilarious part? Okay, I got suckered into it too because I thought it was a UFO.
It looked." Other than that one little tiny thing, It looked real.
Is that a UFO?
Up in the sky.
it was a blimp.
Yeah.
But I was just like everybody else. I was like, oh, wow. And then they show the wide shot of everybody off the side, like off the road.
For a blimp, for just what they thought may be an alien.
Yeah.
Look at the chaos that happened instantly on a highway. That's why they can't tell us if aliens are real or not. Look what happened when they thought they saw a ship. They shut it down.
Like, everybody was filming it,
they
and
then...
They
literally stopped on highway and were like,
how
nah,
are you?
I'm gonna film the score.
Are you awful?
Record.
So they... Like, everybody jumped out of their vehicles.
Yeah.
Like, the video that I saw was... I can't play because there's a guy going, OF, over and over again, but... He was filming it, and then he gets out of his car, and he does, like, a span, and there's at least 50 people on the side of a highway filming the blimp.
Yeah. Take your time. Pull over the car, but hurry up.
That's a bummer, though, because I was like, oh, wow, that's the best footage ever
right?
of a UFO.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, that, man, this is really is the best, like, here we go, but then watching it a few times, I saw that. I don't know why that light... Got to me.
Well, the light, and then it had like a scrolling thing on the bottom that from a distance looks like an alien thing.
Yeah, that I was like that, but that blue thing is weird. That's a weird light, but it makes sense. You think that the blimp people could see that? We're probably like,
what are they all doing
down
there?
People just stopping filming us.
Do you think the blimp pilot got so stoked? He's like, dude, I'm crushing it right now. Yeah, look how stoked they are.
Look how much they love the
guy. Look how much they love the blimp. Hey, guys.
He's waving.
Yeah.
Good game, baby.
Yeah.
Woo. Good game, blimp, baby.
Look at these, baby. Look at these guys, baby. And they're on the ground going, dude, that alien's waving at us.
Is the alien beeping at us?
Honk, honk, honk.
Yeah! I'm killing it!
He's like a southern alien.
Dude, he's so stoked for himself up there.
That's awesome! Thank you, Jersey!
Anyways, it was not a UFO. It was a Goodyear blimp.
Yeah.
Dang. And it even read Ice Cube's a pimp on the bottom of it, so it was... How are you? So Cuomo says, hey, I never said you couldn't trick-or-treat, hey.
Yeah, that makes me nervous.
Of course you can go.
No.
Go, do it.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead.
I never said you.
Cody and I are both on the page of something's going to happen. The other shoe's going to drop on this.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about
in
that.
Like a month.
Today is the official launch of McDonald's Spicy McNuggets. Who's going to try them? I want to know.
Yeah, I saw they were released in other parts, and I've seen that people really like them.
So we'll get into that.
So, I mean, I'll try them.
My apologies. We're having some technical issues this morning.
Yeah, that's a one I've never seen.
It's a new one. So
12 years.
If you're confused why things are sounding a little different, we'll get through today's show, and then Chief Engineer will fix it, all right? We'll do our best to entertain you
the system
in these strange times.
Is wonky. I tried to blow on it, guys. It didn't do anything.
He did. He blew. I restarted it. Didn't work. Cody blew on it. That didn't work.
I said, hey, look, listen.
See, he tapped on it. Didn't work.
I'm hitting it. Nothing's happening.
Hit the restart button 5 times like you're supposed to. Took the cartridge out. Put it back in.
Did you do the thing where you can't do it too hard, but you put it in and then you do like the...
Like you push it up and down, push it up and down. Yep.
Did that?
I've done it all. I've done it all.
I don't know then. What to tell you?
I don't know what's even left to be done.
Did he scream at it?
I held down the restart for 5 seconds and then let go of it.
How many?
I had my brother go get me a glass of water.
Say, how many of those?
None of those did anything.
But do you take those into other things in life? Because I always try to do that to other things, and I'm like, no, it'll work. If I just hold down the button for a minute, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, it's not working.
It's not working, no.
Well, I'm out of ideas, then.
No, everything that I did. But you should, don't you always say, if someone's doing it, it worked once.
Yeah.
So it must have worked once.
Yep, it must
have worked. To hold down the Nintendo restart.
Right?
Or
it must have worked once for somebody to go, no, you do this. You take it out and go.
Yeah, you blow in it.
And then it's fine. And then... It always worked, though, so I don't know who to believe.
I must have not blown it hard enough. Let me go back and do it again.
Yeah, let me take it. Do it again.
Here's that game-ending blocked dunk Cody was talking about.
Overtime!
Clock at 7. Working against Butler. Got downhill. Couldn't punch it. Bam says, get it out of here!
Wow. Tried to... Dunk it, man. Dunk it for the win in overtime. And he says no.
I mean, and as NBA Jam aficionados, we see those all the time.
Right? We know how that works.
What pencils, big dog? Did you have a trick that involved pencils? Or you put the cartridge on, another cartridge on top of it to hold it down? Because that's clearly the problem. There's not enough force holding it down.
Yep.
So I'm gonna shove RBI baseball on top of it, and hopefully that gets it going.
Or when it would work for 2 seconds, and then you'd sit down. Oh, cool. Black screen. Ah, damn it.
Didn't PlayStation have a really bad issue with that, too? Like, it wouldn't boot up?
Yeah, and the problem with that is that there was nothing you could do, but do you remember what the trick was for PlayStation discs?
No.
You don't remember?
No.
You flush it down the toilet.
What are you talking about?
You put the disc in the toilet, you flush it.
And that cleaned it?
Yeah, that's what we used to do.
You did?
Yeah, it'd work almost every single time. You just toss it in the toilet and flush it.
Dude. Who else did that?
There's got to be other people that did that. There's got to be other people
that
did that.
You'd take a PlayStation disc and you'd flush it in the toilet.
Right.
PS flush toilet.
It's got to be. Someone's got to be have done that.
I can't even find.
Really? No way. We couldn't be the only people. How the hell did we even come up with it
whose
then?
Idea was that?
I don't know.
I can't even find that on Google.
Oh, for love of God. Somebody please help me and back me up, please. Someone else, please, had to have known that. Twitch, you're way weirder than me sometimes. Ah, come on.
Like, where would you even learn that trick?
At my buddy BK's house.
He would say, let's put the disc in the toilet.
We would just go downstairs. Go flush it real quick. Go flush it real quick.
Text line says, literally nobody did that.
All right, there. Look, right above it.
Who did it?
Right above it. Hell yeah, I did that. And then all the next three.
All right, okay. Why did that work?
No idea.
Oh.
Why did it work, Dexline? Where did we learn that? Oh, dorks on DVDs too?
It does? Guys, I'm not encouraging any of you to flush anything.
Why? Go do it. You won't flush. Unless you have like a rocket that could like snap a DVD. Look at everybody's done it.
Text line, sounds like the show prep on K-Rock Waka Waka. Yes, we flush it.
We just got to huck it in the toilet and flush it. And if it doesn't go down, then we use it.
Oh, that's too funny.
That's hilarious. Oh, God, I love that song. There's no way that doesn't do the thing where it releases the
endorphins into your head.
Is that what that is? The
why?
Is it serotonin or whatever that is? Not the sleepy one, but the good one.
Yeah.
There's no way that doesn't. That's got to.
Did that just energize you?
It just made me feel good. Like that's like 13-year-old me is so happy right now. It's a Friday. Like we got Pizza Hut. We're about to play. Like Raw
Hawk,
or Warzone or Tony Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that was it right there. About to play Raw versus SmackDown or the SmackDown. Here comes the pain. Oh my God, half mask. Quick, take a picture.
I'm half chub right now. Here's
Chris,
mine.
Chris Evans. It.
Where is it? Sega Dreamcast, bro.
That's
Sega
good.
Dreamcast.
They're all so good. And then we would even sleep with the, was it PlayStation 2, where if you left it, it would have that music that kind of plays, or maybe even just PlayStation 1. It was just like that continuous, soft melody.
Like this right here?
It was like after that, and then it just kind of, let's see. Now, it was after that first initial thing. It kind of just, it plays that, and then it just kind of makes little tiny noises for the rest of the whatever. If you didn't have a game in, or you know, you didn't hit start. And it was like, someone go turn that off, but then you didn't.
This?
Yeah, yeah, there it is. Yep, yeah, yeah, yep. Yeah, you just leave that for a
my
while.
My PlayStation 4 still makes this music.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah no, mine does too. Because I changed
they must
mine.
Have brought it back.
I changed mine to Spyro at one point. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
PlayStation is the best. Xbox ain't got no sweet noises.
Everybody's freaking out hearing all these nostalgic boot sounds.
Right?
Damn, man. Let's go flush it down the toilet, bro. Go flush it. Hello, how are you?
Hello, brown cow.
It's Green Day. This is the show. You're listening to K-Rock.
Hello.
Big day.
Big day for you.
Big day for you. And I'm so sorry.
Forgive me.
McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets debut today. And I want you guys to give me the reviews of them.
They're fine.
They're spicy.
They have a kick.
Spicesurance is six extra chicken McNuggets, either spicy or classic, given to a McDonald's customer when they order a six-piece spicy chicken McNuggets on the McDonald's app on September 16th, 2020. This order will provide the customer with a surge of pride, joy, and courage as they expand the experiences of their own life, otherwise known as trying something new.
Well, it's not new, McDonald's, because...
Yeah,
Wendy's has had spicy nugs for a while.
Yeah, Wendy's does it.
I mean, I'm still going to try them.
I mean,
does BK have spicy nugs?
They might. But again, I kind of like their chicken nuggets the least.
I like, oh, really? McDonald's nuggets
no,
the least?
No, Burger King.
Oh.
Because they're crumbly. They got the crumbles. I don't like the, little crumbs that they have on them.
All right, text line. So give me the ranks right now. Best nuggets. Who's got best nuggets? Chick-fil-A, bro?
Yeah, those are pretty good. Yeah, I go them.
You gotta, okay, text line, that's the survey right now.
Man.
Top nugs.
I mean, I guess it's gotta be McDonald's.
If I gotta rank them, let me see here.
If I have to, I don't wanna.
If I gotta rank them, I'm gonna go.
Although, that's not fair. I don't last time I had Wendy's nuggets either. You know what I mean? That's
good
not fair.
Good point.
It's not fair. I gotta do
side by side. All of them.
I
can only think of four nuggets. I can think of McDonald's, Wendy's, BK, and Chick-fil-A.
We should go do a nug off.
A nug off?
Yeah.
All right.
just because, I mean, we just hit a loop around, like, North Syracuse, Cicero.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we start further out. You could get Dairy Queen, Burger King.
Ooh, DQS nugs?
Yeah, McDonald's, okay. Wendy's, right.
Popeyes?
Sonic,
does Popeyes have nuggets?
Chick-fil-A, Popeyes.
Wow,
we
Cody.
We should really do a nug off.
We got to do a nug off.
Who could we have sponsor a nug off?
Us, I don't care.
Well, then we can have someone else pay
and
for
KFC,
our nugs.
And KFC, I forgot, has nuggets, too.
KFC is right there, too,
Jesus.
Dude.
Jesus, all right.
We should do it. We should do the show's nug off.
Well, give me some of the texts that are coming in, Cody. You got to pick your favorite nuggets.
Can you guess what all of the gentlemen are texting in?
In their pants?
There you go.
Okay.
Are you shocked?
Okay.
Prove it.
Show it.
Show us.
Show us.
Text us your testicles.
What are they saying, though, for real? Who's everybody's picks?
McDonald's right now.
Is it?
The
top nuggets?
Is the top. Yeah. Let's see. What about Twitch?
Twitch, top nuggets.
I was just going to say, yeah, Hambone likes BK when they were the old ones. And the new ones are, they put penises in them, apparently.
Tenders do not count as nuggets. I'm talking nuggets.
Yeah.
Because tenders are like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like a finger, chicken finger.
It's a little flatter, but if, Josh's love child, if we're not allowed to count KFC or Popeyes, then we can't use Chick-fil-A's either. Theirs are the same shape as
No, Chick-fil-A has the
Popeyes.
Little circle ones.
But they're kind of like little fritters, though. They're not like flat pieces of chicken.
I would count those as nuggets.
That's what I'm saying. So we got to count KFC and Popeyes then.
What do Popeye's nuggets look like?
Same. Like that, like a Chick-fil-A. We got to get them. Who else? Who else is there? Chick-fil-A's grilled ones, I like those. They're pretty good. Grilled, they're just pieces of chicken they grill smaller. It's not
Save this idea for after our Wendy's takeover, because we're doing a big Wendy's takeover. I don't want them getting mad at us. So let's do our great nug off, like, after these 2 weeks of Wendy's.
Yeah. Show me your nugs.
Chick-fil-A has grilled nuggets? Who's eating those?
That's what I said, but it's just like chopped pieces. It's just like a grilled chicken breast. They're like chop, 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 chop.
Yeah,
no,
but
it's grilled chicken nuggets.
KFC, aren't they? It's popcorn chicken, isn't it? That would count as a nugget.
Yeah, basically. I'll count popcorn chicken. I'll count it.
Slippery Sammy says Wendy's is their favorite nuggets. BK's chicken fries are dope. Dude.
Yeah, no, I love those.
Dude,
I really do love those.
Don't even.
Arby's has chicken nuggets now.
They do?
Yeah.
Put them in the nug off.
Nug off.
I'll write that down.
Write that down.
Nug off.
We got a big nug off coming up. And do we do it like in a kind of like a, do we put it in brackets?
Oh.
I think we would do a bracket challenge.
Yeah,
right?
I think we should do a bracket and a list. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like our favorite.
Top to bottom, and then also, all multiple categories. Best taste.
Okay.
Favorite, that's the same thing.
Are we forgetting anybody? Text line 315-364-109. Are there any sleeper nuggets out there? Any mom and pop nuggets? We're only talking fast food. Maybe there's some.
Well, now I don't want to branch too far out, because if we're talking, if we start Chester's Chicken in Barneveld,
what?
Then we're gonna like.
Do they have nuggets?
What about Sam's Chicken Land? And
do they have nuggets?
But then I bet everybody has some form of like a little popcorn thing.
Yeah.
Because if you want me to, I'll just go over to press room and say, hey, bring Frank out here. And I'll say, hey, Frank, we want you to show us your nugs. You'd be like, chicken nuggets, huh? All right, how long do I got? And I go, a little while. Okay, I'll make you all figure out something.
6 minutes later, he's got the best chicken nuggets you ever had.
I took chicken nuggets, and then I grew the greatest chickens ever in the world.
Now, just go ahead and mark this down, though. It's 9/16, September 16th at 7:22 a.m. because either Syracuse.com or 95X will steal this idea.
Yep.
So make sure we are getting credit for it right now.
What do you consider a chicken
What's your
nugget?
Favorite nugget? Syracuse.com.
Who's got the best?
Or Marty and Shannon will post this on their Facebook page in about a half an hour.
Right.
After, who are you? Who is the person that reports back our morning show to them?
Yeah.
If you're listening right now, like, what are you doing?
What do they tell you to do? That's weird.
That's weird.
And you can't say you don't, because we know that that's a thing.
You literally post our exact topics on their Facebook page. So what, like, are you like their intern or something? I know you're listening, and that's weird, man.
Right? Like, I know for a fact, because when I was over at the other place, they said that they had people that would listen to Galaxy.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird, man.
Yeah.
Get a life.
Right? Isn't that weird to be like, all right, here's what they did that sounded pretty cool. You know what? You know what you should tell him to do that's pretty cool? What? You should have Shannon pick up her own garbage and throw it away.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That's what she should do.
Beth, don't even get me going. We can do a best sauce off, too. Don't get me
Ooh.
Going on that.
I mean, that'd be great. I love doing that.
Syracuse.com, what's your favorite Dunkin' sauce?
Hey, you guys like to dunk your chicken nuggets in a sauce? I spell it like that, too.
What?
Do you ever call sauce sauce?
Yeah, right. It'll be hilarious.
Syracuse.com.
Right.
And no, we don't know about Chester's Chicken. Someone just sent it to us.
Yeah, I want to know about it.
What about it?
Chester's Chicken and Barneveld, what is it? Is it? Do they do nugs? We're talking nugs, my
what
man.
About
the great,
it?
Great K-Rock Nuggle.
I want to look at your nugs and put them in my mouth.
Damn.
I don't even care if they're dry.
Chick-fil-A sauce is pretty good. I'll give you that. All right. So we'll start the list of places we got to go for the great nug down of 2020. I don't know why that made me laugh.
Great nug down.
The great nug down of 2020.
You guys looking to do a nug off?
You guys want
to
do some nug off?
Hey. It was like that.
Where have you been all day? I've been nugging off with Cody.
We've been nugging each other off all day.
I've been covered in sauce, man. Cody and I have been nugging each other off all day.
Came into my office, closed the door, showed me some sweet dank nugs.
Why are you sweaty? Cody and I nugged off all day. It was a great...
I mean, we had to take a little break in between
Of
the nugging.
I had to hydrate, but damn, he nugged me so hard. It's a great nug off.
Great nug off.
He nugged me so hard, man. I'm going to pass out.
I don't know how many more nugs I could look at today. I am nugged out.
Adirondack Food and Fuel, proud presenter of our K-Rock text line, 315-364-109. You can text us anytime right there. And if you are a truck driver, you can go out to Adirondack Food and Fuel, over 60 gallons of gas, get a free shower or a free overnight stay. The place is beautiful. It's immaculate. Take advantage of that while you're out there. And even if you're not a truck driver, it's a great little stop. They got food. They got gas.
Yeah, if you want to just go get like 60 gallons of gas and get yourself a shower.
Might help somebody in this room to take a shower once in a while.
Oh.
Hey,
I like when my armpits cry stinky tears.
I encourage you to head over to our K-Rock Facebook page. My armpits cry stinky tears. Get out of here.
Okay.
Go home.
Okay, I go home.
Head over to our K-Rock Facebook page. Because our friends up at Burrett Motors on Route 104 in Oswego opened a brand new Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealership. It's beautiful. They just built it.
Yeah.
It's open now. Cost them like $9 million to send the press release.
Nice.
Chum change for me. I got that on me.
I told them I would, do it myself. Yeah, but they were like, oh, we'll pay for it.
But they needed a TV commercial. We had the concept of, well, if we're talking Jeeps, take our top off.
We gotcha.
Can take our top off.
We got this.
Well, local TV won't air it. They claimed it's too sexy, I guess.
The phrase WAP comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
And the older ladies aren't quite used to the stimulation of our titillating breasts.
Well, we do make that pull-out game week. You know that. We've said that forever.
I mean, it'll end up somewhere. It'll end up on Cinemax.
Like, why would that, why wouldn't you want the guy to pull out? Like, why do you want his pull-out game week? You want to have a baby with him?
Well, yeah, if you want a baby.
But
I don't know. I don't, because, I'm not really familiar with having sex with other guys. So I don't know if, some dudes are just stupid and can't, or you know what I mean? Like, that's the only...
They don't know what's going to happen.
Right, or like, oh, I don't know. It's just too good. I can't take it out of there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't ever get it. I never understand how you just can't be like, uh-oh, that's about to happen. You know what I mean? Like,
you are the pull-out champ, so I get it. That's
right.
Why
you just kind of... Yeah. Boop, boop. So.
I'm not going to say any more.
Yeah.
But I can't even say what I'm going to say because I don't think it's radio friendly.
Well, it's too late now. We're talking about
it feels really good to not.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, it's not like you don't
stay
get
there
to.
Is
yeah.
really good.
No, I know. I get it.
But then you got to.
But then.
Two kids at the house. Who,
right? Or you got to like.
Begging for Animal Crossing every day of my life. And,
or you got to go and get like. I don't know.
Food and
what's
stuff.
That thing? That the Plan B.
All of it.
And then you get shamed.
So as good as that feels,
Yeah. Yeah.
You being able to go home and eat whatever you want, do whatever you want, and go wherever you want probably feels better.
I was going to say, Dunes has got it right there.
Yeah, not having a baby also feels great.
That also feels pretty good. Probably probably for the lady, too, because, you know, with me pulling something out of
the
lady's vagina is probably better than 9 months later something
else
flying out.
8 pounds, 7 ounces, yeah.
Well, there's not that much different, bro.
Oh, they're very similar. Yeah. Size-wise.
I mean, the baby's arm, anyway.
All right, let's shift gears here, please. Let's clean it up.
Yeah, right.
Let's clean up our acts.
Okay.
Speaking of kids, Cuomo says we're allowed to trick-or-treat now, I guess, right?
That's what he
says. Even though I guarantee you, mark my words, he ain't going to let us trick-or-treat. There's no way.
Just the way he's, like, the words he uses are not, like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Right here. I don't think that's appropriate. I'm not going to tell you that you can't take your child through the neighborhood. I'm not going to do that.
Well, that's his quote?
Mm-hmm.
Up to us to make decisions.
I don't think that's appropriate. Me's trying to tell you, you can't take your child through the neighborhood. That's just me.
You're going to do this to yourself again.
I know, or I did it all day yesterday.
Once he does the Cuomo voice, he can't stop doing it.
It's pretty amusing for me.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's not saying you can't trick-or-treat.
For now.
He's just kind of saying, I ain't mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
My office has only been willing to say that officials are monitoring data to guide any potential future decisions.
What? Yeah, that future decision will be 2 weeks before Halloween. When he says, yeah, we are not at a place where you can go trick-or-treat right now.
He's going to go, hey, I never said I was going to. All I said was that we had to monitor the situation. Mm-hmm. And after monitoring for about a month, here's what I seen.
Joel says now it's going to be a Blink-182 Cuomo hybrid.
Right.
How are you? All right, okay.
I never said you can't go trick-or-treating.
So, I like we said before this even news came out, there's never a better holiday to make the decision than this. If you don't want people coming to your house, you just turn off your lights.
Yeah.
You don't want your kids trick-or-treating, they don't got to go trick-or-treating.
Or you're kind of iffy on it, but you're like, all right, well, what can I do to protect my kid? I don't know. Every single Halloween thing that there usually is.
Masks and gloves. Yeah, they're all covered up.
Yeah. Or you literally, you could literally say, hey, let me look with my eyes. Oh, no, that house, no one's wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. Everyone's, it's all iffy. You could just walk by the house.
That's the beautiful thing about Halloween.
You don't have to go.
If you look over and go, wow, there's a lot of people in that house and they're all...
Whoa.
You know, let's keep going, kids.
Or, some people go to different neighborhoods, but you know you're in your neighborhood who's the scumbag.
Yeah, you know how to avoid scumbag. Yeah.
Like, luckily for me, nobody on my street is, other than that murderer, nobody's a scumbag.
And so, I saw Cousin Jay made one, a bunch of people making those, like, big long tubes that they can drop candy in.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I think ours is going to be, my area is going to be packed, I think, as far as trick-or-treating goes.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be out trick-or-treating.
My area has exploded over the past year with kids. Just
the science says it doesn't really last on surfaces very long, so there you can hand somebody candy.
Yeah.
Outdoors, the air is completely circulated, so it exists in the air when you're near someone for a long period of time.
And I'm outside anyway, so, you know what I mean? You don't even have to go anywhere inside. Just walk up a damn driveway.
Right.
So
I'm just going to be whipping candy at kids.
I also do like that. I think that would be kind of funny.
What?
Just dress as Dennis the Menace, and you could sit in your driveway and just slingshot
it, yeah.
It's my costume.
Yeah, they have them at Spirit Halloween already. They have those long sticks with the bags on them.
Yeah, there's those.
They've had those for years.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff that people could do to not, not have to deal with it.
Yeah, this is you. You get to choose what you want to do. Do you want to go trick-or-treating? Okay,
yeah, we are now into some holidays where we can actually celebrate them. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like before with Easter where it was, we were like,
we didn't know anything about it.
Your house.
We didn't know anything about it.
Like, now we're coming up on Thanksgiving where you're going to be able to have Thanksgiving with your family.
You know your family.
Stuff like that. Yeah. You're going to be able to do Christmas. So I think we're going to be able to get through this winter fairly.
People are out picking apples.
Yeah, we're all doing stuff. I am most happy about the where we're seeing that there's random cases,
mm-hmm.
and we're on top of it. Like,
that's
boom,
what it is.
That.
It's
they
contact tracing.
No one else's got it. It's cleared. This guy doesn't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We did good.
Yeah.
One person had it. It's cleared. It's gone.
Yeah, got it. All right, you done good, good, good. Got it. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is...
what we're supposed to be doing.
Thanks to what we had to
I know,
do.
Don't eat, I know. It's all right. Twitch mics are always on. Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY. Powered by Bud Light. Floating Through Life says, man, so many ads. Well, you don't need ads if you sub. It's September on Twitch. Meaning if you sub to our channel, you get ad-free viewing. You get all of our emotes. You get little fun badges next to your name. And Cody and I get money, so we appreciate that. And if you're an Amazon Prime user, if you already have Amazon Prime, you can sub for free. You just got to link your Amazon Prime account.
Nice.
Okay?
Cool.
Cody, if I may.
Yeah. You can't. I'm just going to listen to the whole thing.
This is
a segment now.
Talking with our Twitch chat over how much they love Bryan Adams. He doesn't have a bad song.
No, and this song is so freaking good.
Look into my
eyes. That's it. It's over.
You're in, man.
You're in.
And you said over the weekend this came on the radio and you just sat there and listened to the whole thing?
I heard it and I went, oh. Okay then. And then I realized about a minute into it that I was going to get home relatively quickly.
Before it was over.
I went, oh, I got a choice to make here. Because.
I got a real big decision to make.
Because the problem was it hadn't kicked in yet.
Oh.
I turned it on right about here. And I went, oh. Okay, and I just passed the Cicero Fire Station, and I caught the light, and so I was already almost home, and I went, all right.
I can't.
It hasn't kicked in yet. Do I keep driving, or do I just park in my driveway and leave it? Because you think it's going to kick in right here.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
He's got another little
Is this the one from that Robin Hood movie?
Yeah.
Because didn't he do that other one with the other two guys?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Which, in another song completely? He's got a couple different songs.
Yeah, but he did that. What was that three-way song he did with the two other guys?
No.
That I thought was also for a soundtrack.
Oh, for Three Musketeers?
Yeah, what was that?
All for Love?
Oh, that's the song!
With Rod Stewart and Sting.
Dude, that is the song!
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing, and then you're like, man, can this get any better?
You're like, oh, what a song.
And then you're like, oh, it's over. This is it in it. But it's not. It's not at all. It only gets better.
Move to Canada.
I mean, I should.
Bryan Adams, Canadian. Bret Hart, Canadian.
Yeah.
Your sister and her wife, Canadian now.
I'll just live there.
They got weed up there.
Bye!
Bye, bye, bye!
And then right at this point...
Is there a guitar solo coming up?
Just like this.
Jesus Christ. What's I've never the seen Cody so emotional.
What's the male version of WAP? Because I got it.
Chris. Hard-ass boner, I think. H-A-B?
H-H-B.
I got H-A-B, baby.
H-A-B.
I got a hard-ass boner. Look at this ham.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Chris Jericho's Canadian.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen's Canadian. Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, everyone. God, it's just such a good song.
Dude, listen. Wait, and you think it's gonna, like, stop?
And right here, right here.
The devil died for you. I died for you. All the while for you.
And then it does this.
I died for you.
Oh, is the song over? I gotta go home now? Okay, well, anyways, we'll get out of here, guys. I guess we'll talk to you. Oh! He's still going!
Who you doing for, Brian? What are you doing for? Who are you doing for, Brian? Tell him.
Tell me you do it for me.
I mean, dude. I mean, listen to the hits. Summer of 69. Heaven. That one. Please forgive me. I know not what I do. Have you ever really loved a woman? When you're gone, run to you, straight from the heart. Here I am. I mean,
I forgot all about the, he's the, really that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, man.
He's phenomenal. This is one of those where nobody disagrees on the text line.
Yeah, there's nobody who's going to be like, that Brian Adams sucks.
There's those times where no matter what we say, even if it's not the most masculine of things.
Nobody turned that off.
Even just, what's his name? Wyatt?
Yeah.
Syracuse Hall?
Yeah, yeah.
Even he clicked that on for a second.
He ain't turning that off.
I'm not turning it off, Brian.
No, he ain't turning it off.
Or it was on in the gym he was at or something, and someone over and turned it off, and he went, what do you think you're doing?
What do you think you're doing?
Why don't you turn Brian Adams back? I'm like, yeah, you do.
You don't turn Brian Adams off here.
Don't turn Brian Adams off. I'm like, yeah. Man. No, you don't.
It's the hard-ass biker cranking.
Right?
Oh, cranking, yeah. Brian Adams.
Huh?
Ahoy, ahoy. Thank you for tolerating our technical issues this morning.
No, we got that.
We got you. Duncan, Halloween at the park all next month. Nightly drive-through over at Jamesville Beach Park. Family-friendly. It's fun for the kids. Think Lights on the Lake, because it's by the same folks that did Lights on the Lake. And Fright Nights and Lights on Jacob's Lane.
All right.
All that combined for the kiddos. And you come on through, you drive. You can even get candy bags in the beginning if you pre-order. But you got to pre-order everything. So you got to go to HalloweenAtThePark.com. Rez says his Halloween costume is dad bod gone wild. You and me both, bro.
For real.
So yeah. We're in here debating as Cody celebrated Brian Adams last break.
Yup.
Yeah, right.
Yup.
We are celebrating what we are calling Mom Jams. Have we ever done a Mom Jam conversation in here? Probably.
I bet our Mom Jams are real close to just something like the old, you know, a segment we've done on older songs.
Like minivan jams, basically.
Stuff. Yeah. No, yeah, definitely Mom Jams.
Cody
for
claims
sure.
The number one Mom Jam of all time is this.
Right? Is this not every one of your mom from
Bonnie Raitt
91, 92?
Something to talk about.
Drinking Zima with your aunts in the kitchen with their big hairsprayed hairs.
What?
They hear this at the bar.
Monster Stove!
Guys! Darling!
Right?
So that's what makes you qualify a Mom Jam is something that is like your aunts and your mom sitting around singing it.
Yep. They're out at the...
Drinking their Bartles and James.
Uh-huh. Like, that's not... I can just picture the kitchen, the hairspray hair. And they're like, no.
No, honey, let
you know
this
what?
Stop. You don't need him.
Hey, that's my part. No, you do this part.
Thank you. Cousin Jay texting in because obviously he and I were raised together. We have the exact same number one mom.
Really?
Jam.
What do you got? What do you got?
Because both of our moms are probably playing this. I've played this a million times on the air.
Yeah.
Mom, number one mom jam.
Yeah.
Anybody who can beat these two songs?
Yep. They were listening to this in the 80s and they were like, you know what? We need to keep making this a thing.
Yeah.
And it rolled right into...
Number one mom jam. It's undebatable.
Which one's the hot one?
The one that married Baldwin's brother. China.
Ah, yeah. China.
China. Ooh, great mom jam just came in on the text line. Hold on, I gotta hear the hook.
Yeah, as I say.
Say goodbye. Are you gonna let him hold you down and make you cry?
Don't you know, things will change.
Things will go your way. Blink 182 sang Wilson Phillips.
Hold on one more day. Hold on.
This is the worst show on the radio.
Huh? We got awards that say otherwise.
This is the one. This came in. This is a number one mom jam. I'll agree with you. I'll agree with you, text line.
Yeah.
Text line, great mom jam. This is mom jam all day.
It's a little on the hard side here. Some hard rock. Yeah, that's when they're feeling badass. They don't need no man.
I haven't heard these songs since riding in the bus to CNS in 94.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they're mom jams.
Yeah.
They're mom jams. Like, what were our moms going through, man?
Nothing.
If our moms were...
They didn't give a damn. They were going through some stuff, but they didn't give an ish. Oh, how did I forget? Yeah, B-52s was another one,
another
too.
Another mom jam? Which
Love
one?
Shack.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Anything they could sing over at the... What the hell was that place in Syracuse?
What?
Mom, what was that place you went to? What is it? Is it the jukebox? Is that the name of that place?
Was it that
moms and aunts went to?
My mom wasn't really doing the bars, but she drove us around a lot, and these were all the cassettes.
Yeah. Oh, no, this... I remember most of these from before school, while mom gets ready, she plays her cassette tape.
Yeah, she's got her cassette tape.
And this is what it would be. Yeah.
What are the mom jams? What are the mom jams? Your mom's calling us a-holes. Why?
What?
Why?
Where? Am I wrong?
I think I've noticed a through line with mom jams. They've got to be female vocalists.
It's got to be strong, empowered women.
Strong, powerful female vocalists.
Or sing-along saloon. Somebody, you have that one at the ready, Deborah. See, this is the newer
mom
These
jams.
Are newer.
If you got like a younger mom than our moms.
Yeah, this is like 40-year-olds got their heart broken in their 20s. That's this.
Mom jams. Text line, what are your mom jams? Get in.
Although, listening to this, this don't hold a candle to Wilson Phillips or... I don't know what it is. Bonnie Raitt would bitch slap her.
This one's a good mom jam.
Okay, I just like that, yeah.
Something, something, singing. Yeah, mom jam.
I mean, yeah, my mom's the reason I like Robert Palmer.
Big Dog, thanks for gifting that sub to Mama Mac. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bob Palmer? Bob Palmer's a great one.
I mean, that's the reason that I like Robert Palmer, without a doubt.
That's the first male vocalist we've had come up in this.
Yeah.
They've all been female vocalists.
Right.
Something, something, money, money, money.
Yeah.
All right. Here,
every Melissa Etheridge song. Yep.
I could play the hit by Robert Palmer, "Addicted to Love," but I think this one. I think this one's more of a mom jam, in my opinion.
Now this sounds like when they're hanging out on a summer day.
Yeah, right? They're on the deck.
Yep. A hot summer night. Yeah. Feel like a net. He's dead, right?
No! Is he? Google it.
I think he's dead. One of them's dead. Yet. I need you. Yeah.
Wow. Jeez. When did he die?
Forever ago.
Oh.
For listening that have never even heard of him when he was alive. 2003 he died.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, give me the
nice mom jams.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll celebrate mom jams all day.
Yeah, there's a bunch. Wow. Yeah, Peter Gabriel.
Oh, good one.
Yep, that's the... Oh, I mean, yeah, and how could we forget Michael Bolton? Every mom likes Michael Bolton. Oh, the Carlton?
Yeah. I have mom moves down.
I want to see like this.
Oh, Mike Bolton Knight, what a. We're talking mom jams. You're just tuning in. The bangers are moms of crank. No shame in loving mom jams, Twitch.
No. No.
Oh, I sing Higher Love all the time.
Bring me a higher love.
Because I get to do that in it.
You don't need him, Deb. You don't need him.
No.
You don't need him. You don't need him.
No.
Can I get two more Alabama slammers,
ooh,
please?
Hell yeah.
This one coming in. This one's coming in for a mom jam.
Oh.
Don Johnson's Heartbeat? I don't know if I know this.
Yeah, the Bangles. Yo. Right?
I don't know this song,
but I like it.
I mean, it's hanging.
Who is it?
Don Johnson, remember, from Miami Vice?
Oh, I was just going to say, from, yeah.
Another mom jam.
Oh.
Your mom was a little more badass. Big Dog gifting out tons of subs. Appreciate that, bro.
If your mom's over doing hand stuff in a bar in Eastwood in 1994, she probably just got done listening to Barracuda.
Meredith Brooks, bitch. That's a newer mom. That's
yep,
a newer mom.
Yep.
Lottie, I don't know that song. What are you talking about?
What?
John Farnham, You're the Voice?
I don't know that one either.
Can I get two more buttery nipples, please?
Ooh, Barracuda. Yeah. I mean, nothing you guys are texting in is wrong.
I don't know this song. Lottie says this is the mom jam.
I like it.
Your
already.
Mom was eclectic, bro. I don't know John Farnham. What is this song?
Wait a minute. Give it a sec. Does it kick in?
I don't know this song, bro.
This reminds me of every movie from the 90s where the
80s.
The down in his luck, or the, yeah, the 80s,
yeah,
where every down on his luck guy is doing a comeback for his training video,
yeah,
for his,
yeah,
big,
yeah,
fight.
Yeah, yeah.
He's real tired right now, but he's still running up that mountain.
I don't know this one. We're all someone's daughter. We're all someone's son.
That's great.
Keeps coming in.
Yeah, Huey Lewis in the News.
Madonna's another one.
Eddie Money.
Eddie Money's another one. Talking mom jams. Jams that our moms busted out.
I mean, I could just go down the, just look at the cassettes. My mom's room. I'm sure every one of
they're
those
there.
Are there. That's it.
All the moms got those WAPs right now, I'll tell you that.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Sorry.
I'd play Garth Brooks, but Garth Brooks is the one guy in the world who won't let anybody play his music.
What?
Like, he,
really?
Like, he's not on any streaming services or anywhere.
Oh,
like,
okay, okay.
You have to literally buy his CDs or subscribe to, like, Garth.com or whatever.
I was going to say, I thought it was like a Michael Buffer thing where it's like, don't you play my music.
What other mom jams are coming in?
Let's
I'm having
see.
A good time. If you guys aren't, I'm sorry, but I'm,
ooh,
enjoying mom
I like
jams.
That. A couple of this times, coming a couple times, Patrick Swayze's song there.
Because, oh.
I mean, it's obviously, it's Patrick Swayze, so. She's like the wind.
Hold on a
they
second.
They just let anybody record songs. Because, yeah, that the Eddie Murphy party
what's
all the
story?
Time.
There's a story behind that. Who told the story?
Eddie or Patrick?
No, no, no. Patrick Swayze turned down a movie role because they wouldn't let him put this song in it.
Really?
Like, he had already wanted to put this in another movie.
Yeah.
And then
they said, no, dude.
They're like, no, you're not putting that in the movie.
He goes,
all
right,
I'm out. And then he went and did this, and they let him put it in the movie.
That's great. I really liked him.
Crazy for Swayze.
Too late.
Billy Idol.
No, I like the better. There's daughter apparently sings it.
Kelly Idol. Dixie Chicks, mom jams all day, yeah. Some of you got younger moms than us.
next to me.
His voice.
She leads me to moonlight.
It's terrible. Burn me with the sun. Not terrible, Cody. You shut your mouth. This thing was a hit.
I know.
A big hit.
Oh, I know.
Just Joe's checking in. He knows. Joe!
Yeah. How many of these does he have to play every
Joe,
day?
Joe, how many of these you got to play? Joe. Joe just checked in on Twitch. We're talking mom jams. Jams our moms used to blast. Bangers.
Joe turned around and was like, hey, am I just hearing a repeat of what I had to play yesterday?
Am I listening to my show?
Joe knows every one of these. Just a fool
to believe
this is terrible.
She's like the wind.
Yeah, Achy Breaky Heart's a good one. Phil Collins is a good one.
Yep.
No, I know. Women love this tune. That, you know what that song is? That's the old version of, damn it, the movie now.
Oh, no.
God damn it. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. What's that song?
Oh, I hate that song. Where that's, yeah, I don't know.
She's Like the Wind.
Is
our mom's version of Everybody Loves That Song right
they
now.
They sing back and forth at each
other.
Yeah. No, Big Murs, I love Patrick Swayze in all of his movies, but yeah, Shallow.
Oh yeah,
but
that's the new that She's Like the Wind is
yeah, I don't like that song.
Is the old school Shallow,
right? No, Courtney, this isn't being attacked. We love every one of these songs.
Yeah, we love mom jams.
Yeah.
All right, this one came in a ton.
Oh yeah.
This is a mom jam banger. This is a mom jam all day.
I'm requesting this from you later, Joe. And I would do
anything for love. Meatloaf was like one of the first versions of, yeah, you're ugly, but can you sing?
Yeah, but can you sing? All right, well, then I'll touch your wiener.
Yeah,
again.
Right? I'll never lie to you, that's a mom. This is a mom jam all day. All 8 minutes of it.
Didn't he just used to just do a bunch of blow and go out on stage and just go all crazy?
Maybe, I don't know. But chicks are way into him.
Oh, yeah. I remember when the song came out, I thought it was so weird. The music video creeped me out. What wouldn't he do? No,
I won't do that. Oh, what a banger. What a banger.
I feel like it was the first time I'd ever seen Meatloaf.
Yeah.
It was in the music video. And I was like, how? This guy's a kind of a frumpy uncle looking dude.
If you loved just Joe, the song's about butt sex. It definitely is.
But
Titanic is a good one. You're very right.
What's that?
Like Celine Dion, Titanic.
Oh.
I mean, this is.
Never seen the movie.
I think this is too much in my life. I don't know if a lot of people know these songs.
We're getting a little too later now.
Like, does anybody know as much Amy Grant as I do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is good.
Baby, baby, back to swim in the ocean.
And Amy Grant's hot as hell.
Yeah.
Yep. Hot as hell.
No, these are all good ones.
We're talking mom jams. Dude, Just Joe, you should do mom jams all night tonight. Minivan bangers. Minivan bangers. She had another song that I love even more than Baby Baby.
Really?
Yes.
And no, I've never seen Titanic.
Every Heartbeat by Amy Grant.
Oh, yeah.
Hey guys, just tuned in, but did you guys do Girls Just Want to Have Fun yet?
Just want to know.
Just want to know.
Thanks, Biker Mike.
This is. Yeah, anyways, this is my way of letting you know that K-Rock is flipping to mom jams. Cody and I are still going to be here. We're just playing.
Okay. Yeah.
This hook right here. What up, Geico Music? We're celebrating mom jams, Geico.
No, we should do that. See, it takes for long anybody to notice. Every song we play on the
show
now is flipped with a mom jam.
Ooh, salt and pepper would be a good one.
Eh, but push, it's not. That's not.
That's like you had a cool.
That's
mom.
That's not a mom's jam. Yeah, no. Now we're getting into like what our moms are dancing to while they are out. That's a little different.
Like, my, if your mom was playing Push It in the car, just
push it real good.
You got a pretty cool mom.
You don't know the Bangles? Yeah, the Bangles, definitely.
Let me give you some Bangles.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's that falls into the list of the original mom jam bands. I would have to say. Oh, I forgot they did this too. Surprise,
Manic
this,
Monday. I know everyone knows Manic Monday.
I used to sing that.
This feels more mom jammy to me.
In the grocery store so
this
much.
This song?
No, Manic Monday.
Oh, did you?
Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming?
I mean, this song, man. Mom jam all day.
Seriously. Yeah.
People get mad that I cut off mom jams too quick. I can't literally play the whole song. Especially right now when Mr. Krabs is driving and he's going to catch us playing this garbage on his radio station.
Are you kidding me? I guarantee you he loves these too.
He loves the mom jams? All right.
Yeah, maybe not all of them, but
he's got the top down in the Beamer right now cranking some Bangles.
There's no way he didn't love Heart and stuff like that.
Oh, what a hook. Great mom jam coming in. This came in like 100 times.
God, I love Gloria Estefan. She is so hot.
Who doesn't?
She's so good.
Who doesn't?
I bet Krabs likes this song.
Oh, look at Cody Salsa on Twitch. I can only get so erect.
This is
K-Rock. I assure you, this is K-Rock. We're celebrating mom jams. Oh,
well, that's fun. I mean, that's great.
Text line, no offense to Mr. Krabs, but if his wife likes it, he's got to like it, too. I think he would like this, and I think Mrs. Krabs would like this.
She's of that age.
Yeah.
She's of our mom's age. She would definitely like all these.
My mom used to jam to Michael Jackson. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing so much
Fleetwood Jackson. Mac, another mom banger. We did Shania Twain earlier, guys. Mom jams.
Yep.
K-Rock, your number one mom jam station. Oh, good one. Good one, Tech. This mom jam?
Oh.
Paula Abdul?
Yeah.
Would this fall into mom jams?
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
All right.
Look at the text. Like, Megan, stop. You.
No.
You're lying.
You love it. You're been
you
hanging.
Lie.
You love it.
It's okay. You can admit that you love it.
Darth Tater 19, thank you for the follow.
Cause she's dressed like a cat.
Alright, I'll wrap up mom jams. We spent enough time on it, I think. Cher is a great one, too.
Whatever. I mean, yes.
Oh, alright. Good one. Good one.
Oh.
I can't say no to this. That's a mom jam all day.
Yeah.
Britney was a mom jam, unless you got a really young, cool mom.
Yeah, it's a little too late in the game.
My mom says thanks for calling her a cool mom. Oh, because she played Salt and Pepper's Push It? She was.
Right? Well,
if she's dropping Salt and Pepper in the minivan, that's a cool mom.
Yeah, I don't know many moms that listen to Cannibal Corpse.
Nah.
Sorry. My sister used to make my mom listen to that stuff, but not in like a on her own on the deck.
So tonight, obviously, Whiskey Wednesday is at 7 o'clock on Facebook Live. Just Joe's going to be streaming on his Twitch. He's in our Twitch chat right now. He is going to be doing mom jams for his team tonight. So if you want all of these, I wish I could bring back the dance party, Ben. Oh, my God. I loved it. You can't on Twitch. You can't play. I mean, I'm probably going to get in trouble for playing these clips.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I go back to edit later, it'll be all muted.
All muted, right?
All right, we'll have to find another Twitch clip.
Great. Red, red wine is a great one.
Yeah, red wine.
Is that guy dead?
Who?
One of those guys just died.
From Red, red wine?
So, yeah, one of those guys just died.
Who is that, UB40?
Yeah, I don't think he's dead. But one of those guys just died. The guy, I just made you play the song last week. Hmm. He had one song and the guy died. It was like a dance hit. I forget now. Remember?
Manga Boys.
No.
I don't know.
No, but it was like the turn off the Mac, but not that guy.
Gotcha.
A different one.
All right.
But he's dead now. So it doesn't even matter.
Winger. All right, Winger. Everybody's saying Winger. There's Winger. Celebrate Mom Jams. Joe will be playing him later tonight on his Twitch channel.
Yep.
We'll give him a follow. What a banger. Keep it locked. Conversation. Keep going on Twitch. Who sings this? Yeah, what I thought.
He's
what I thought. It's K-Rock. And whose sultry voice do I hear on the phone but one Lee Baldwin? Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. Sultry.
Ooh,
good morning.
Sassy. What's happening? Lee Baldwin's our money man. He obviously handles all of our investments with the Dollar Investment Club. You go to dollarinvestmentclub.com. Takes 5 minutes to sign up. Good to go. Lee makes the investments. You sit back and hopefully collect the earnings. So what's on your mind this week there, Mr. Baldwin?
Well, you know, it's today. Christmas is 100 days away, right?
Oh.
So that's hard to get your
Cody just spit his coffee out. You said that and he could spit his coffee out.
Wow.
100 days from Christmas. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, where did the year go, Lee?
I know. Tell me about it. So here we are in September. But today's going to be an active day. There's a new IPO coming out called Snowflake, and it'll be a symbol SNOW.
Yeah, of course it is, you snowflakes. Bunch of snowflakes out there.
What is Snowflake?
It's a cloud data aggregator, so it's falls in line with the cloud technology. They're able to bring in all this big company, big data, and their software sorts it through. Kind of a hot button on Wall Street, right?
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
So that it's going to be priced. It started out around $75 or $85 a share, but it's going to be over $100. So people on Wall Street are going to be watching that. I think unless you're really experienced, you might want to just be careful with this one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sometimes it's hard to make money when the pros are all in there, but it's going to happen. But this year, it kind of points out this has been a great year for IPOs, which is companies coming out so that we can buy them, right?
Like yeah.
We're on some record paces, and everything in 2020 is just counterintuitive, I think, So it's like, who would think during a COVID pandemic that Wall Street would be coming out companies left and right? And later this year, Airbnb is going to go public, DoorDash. So there's more on deck. So just wanted to throw that out there. But that's what.
And all of these involve technology. So clearly, technology is what's driving all of this.
100% technology. Whether it's technology. In the more, what we think of it, like cloud technology, but also medical tech and biotech. So for sure. And that's kind of, in a pandemic world, it's getting a kind of a, clean through. So it's, So just keep an eye on that. So that's
on the
one
phone,
of the things we're watching.
Dollar Investment Club, Lee Baldwin, keeping an eye on those things for us. Can I ask you another question, though? Because in one of my favorite movies, Trading Places, they're very serious about trading oranges and orange futures and stuff. Do people still trade in, like, produce and, like, pork bellies and all that stuff, jams?
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, all the action's kind of in tech, like we were just talking. But for sure, in the commodity markets, there's a place for it. But the trading's been down there, so
mm-hmm.
It just depends on what's hot. Gold has been up as much as anything this year, so that would be in that vein. But you've got to... worldwide market for food and whether it's pork bellies or oranges or oil, wheat, like you can trade it. And I think that was Jim Belushi in the gorilla suit, wasn't it?
It was.
In that movie?
No, yeah. Hold on. It was Jim Belushi, I think. Was it?
I think
yeah. It was.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Dan Aykroyd was Santa. Jim Belushi was
the monkey
yeah. suit, yeah. That's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Did you ever have to do any of that stuff, like where you're down on the floor yelling and screaming with paper?
When I was never down, well, I've been down there, but when I first got into the business, I was a commodities guy, so I would trade it from above, I mean, from an office, but I would go down every day at my lunchtime and just hang out there and watch it because it was, it's full-on contact sport. I mean, the machine's kind of taken over now, so it's not the way it used to be, but I remember there was an ex-SU football player that was in the oil pits, and he was good, and you could not get around him
because
he was a big guy.
It stresses me out seeing that footage of that stuff.
It was, yeah, it was the Wild West. It was very cool at its time, but it's changed. So, you know, that's, yeah.
Now you can do it from the comfort of your office. You sign up for Dollar Investment Club. Takes 5 minutes. Lee handles all the running around and fighting off former football players to get you your money, your investments, and he's keeping an eye on everything for you. Lee, thank you as always. We appreciate you
so
much.
Thanks, guys.
Lee Baldwin, check in next week. Bye-bye, guys. See you. Lee Baldwin always knows more than me. He's just so smart.
A bit.
So smart when it comes to money. I'm going to read you this news story, Cody.
What happened? Why are you so mad?
I'm not mad.
Why are you so upset?
I'm puzzled.
Why are you so puzzled?
Police officers in Ontario, Canada are investigating a man or a woman, they don't know, who broke into a home on Sunday. Did not steal anything, but pooped in the dishwasher.
That's a pots and pans setting.
What?
What? That's like a prank, right? This the family won't admit that it's a prank.
Someone came through the sliding glass door while the residents were asleep, which is creepy.
Dookied.
Instead of stealing anything, they defecated in the open dishwasher.
I broke in and pooped in your dishwasher. I'm sorry.
This is a stretch. This is from Ontario, Canada. We were talking about going to Canada earlier. I don't think
anymore.
I need you anymore.
People are pooping in my things in my house.
This is a quote. There has been an uptick in public pooping incidents, which doctors attribute to a bizarre disorder.
What?
Where the culprit experiences sexual gratification from defecating in broad daylight.
That's called a blumpkin.
It's like a dog. That's what animals do.
Well, even a dog doesn't get a boner from pooping. A dog doesn't like...
No, it's embarrassed by it. It's embarrassed by it.
Yeah, it doesn't like to poop. So I don't... That's... If you get a WAP from taking a poopy... You got to go see a doctor.
That's funny, though.
I do like that, though, that it's been
all the things to do.
It's been an uptick.
Like, you got to replace the dishwasher now, right?
I mean, you could scrub it. It depends.
I don't know, man.
It depends.
To know that for the rest of my days, my food's going to have poop particles on it.
Well, if you had just like a big one, you know, log and you know, and you bleach and you have at it, maybe.
I don't know if I could.
You have to replace the insides, I bet.
It'll always be in my mind. Like, I'm drinking out of a glass and I'm like...
Could have been a turd that smacked against this.
Text line. That's a pot calling the kettle brown. How dare you? Sometimes I read stories for your leftovers here today. We'll get to this story.
If they have pictures.
Sometimes I read stories of the pictures. No, sometimes I read stories like about children and I go, well, Cody would do that.
Probably. For the most part, yeah.
And sometimes I read stories about animals, and I think, well, Cody would do that.
Again, yeah, probably for the most part.
Because Cody has done what this monkey did. A Malaysian man.
I've never done a Malaysian man.
You have.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, right.
Okay.
So a Malaysian man had his phone stolen by a monkey. Because it's Malaysia, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't set that stuff down.
So he has his phone stolen by a monkey. He finds his phone later on. He recovers it.
Okay.
And he opens it up to discover the monkey has taken selfies of himself. Want to see it?
Yeah. That's the best picture to have for the rest of your life. A monkey stole my phone and took a selfie.
Took a selfie. He's gone viral on Twitter.
That's awesome.
People have been sharing the photo.
I don't do that. What are you talking about?
You want me to show?
What are you talking about?
Let me show everybody right now. Hold on a second.
I'm not even really fully aware of what you mean.
I'll show the Twitch camera exactly the situation that I have never deleted from my phone because
I can't help it.
It's the most Cody thing ever.
If you give me a phone and I happen to just, you know, have the camera on and I see the camera, I just kind of...
You see that, Twitch? See what I deal with?
And that was just the first screen. Probably 100 of them.
It's my curious Coco right there.
I can't help it.
Listen, I'll tell you about this next guy's monkey right now. It's
talking about him. Oh my, swinging like an orangutan.
It cannot be contained. All right, Twitch, we got to do game 3. Be excellent to each other.